What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Clocks Running, podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm your host, Jacob.
And I'm Matt.
Wow, dude. Did you just like completely forget how this works? What's going on, man?
What's going on with you?
There can only be one clueless person on this show, and it's me,
okay? What did I forget?
You forgot to talk.
Oh, no, you were supposed to do the intro.
I did the intro, and you just didn't say your name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Okay. Hey,
I get it down to a T once, and here you come. What do you do?
Man, I just, I'm new at this, okay? We haven't been doing this very long, so. What?
Nothing. Good.
Okay. You got some crazy saying you're going to throw about ducks or baby giraffe or something?
What? No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You just always have some sort of animal-related saying that you throw out.
No, man, I don't have anything right now. I'm flabbergasted.
Okay, fair enough, man. Hey, so here we are on Clocks Running, just like you said. And, we love to talk about all the things, flag football, the wide world of flag football. It just feels like every weekend there's something new going on, right?
Yeah, just about, man. 52 weeks out of the year, there's football somewhere. Something's going on.
Well, and hopefully in the next, I don't know how long this show will be tonight. Depends how much we talk. But in the next hour and a half, hopefully we're able to cover a good amount of it. We like to talk about things all over the country. My favorite is to talk about international flag football because ultimately, we're on the up and coming. Mexico, Canada, Europe, Asia's getting in there with their, recent tournaments they've been throwing. So, on the horizon, we got the World Games in China. But right now, we're going to talk about United States stuff. Let's bring in the guests and get this conversation going. Who do we got tonight?
Absolutely. Bring them in. These two just ran the youth National World Championships in Florida for SHS. We got Drew. We got Declan. These guys were on ESPN this past weekend, if you guys know them. Not ESPN 8, the Ocho. Declan, where are you, man?
I'm here. I promise. I'm prepping.
There we go. Stoplight show just your silhouette. Oh, there. Can you hear the road with the light on?
Yeah.
You can? Okay. Because when I was a kid, if I turned the light on, my mom would tell me I've turned it off because she couldn't hear what was going on.
I can definitely hear what's going on.
Yeah. You got to turn – it's like when you have to turn the radio down so you can see where you're going.
Hey, man. I do have to do that sometimes.
Yeah. It does work.
You're a 60-year-old man trapped in a 16-year-old's body.
Yeah. I have to do it sometimes. Sometimes it's just too loud. I can't see where I'm going.
Oh, man. Drew, what's going on, brother?
Come on, tell me what's going on. Yo, there was not one person there that believed this man was 17. Not a soul.
Oh man, I know Declan's too young for this movie. Do you guys remember like Jay and Silent Bob movies?
Oh, of course,
dude, absolutely. Okay. And Declan probably has them on VHS still.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Have you ever, Declan, you ever heard of the movie Mallrats?
What?
Mallrats.
That's rated R, you can't watch that.
Anyway, there's characters in there, Jay and Silent Bob, and Drew, you probably know the line. I feel like you know this line when he's like, he looks like a lunchbox.
There's a few lines I could say from that, but we'll keep it going.
Maybe I'm wrong with geography, but is that like a New England, or are they from like Jersey and New York? Where are those guys from?
I was gonna say it was definitely a Jersey area, right?
Okay, all right.
It makes sense.
Those are some classic movies for sure. So anyway, let's get into flag football. Like Jacob said, you guys were on ESPN. I mean, I didn't even have to like bootleg or get some weird streaming service or anything like that to be able, I was able to see it on Disney Plus, so that was exciting. And sure enough, I turned it on and I had 8 straight hours of Declan and Drew, and they were on the championship field all day. First and foremost, there was a play that happened. You know, interceptions always means the officials have to hustle down the field. So, Drew, there was one where you were running like a post corner post, like getting out of the way because this interception, that DB was booking it, and you just like you did not lose sight. You were zigging, you were zagging. I mean, you remember that play happening?
That was the one with the girl, right?
Yeah.
Picked it off in the corner. Mackenzie, I know her well. She was great. You know, I'm in the middle of the field at that point. I'm already, you know, she starts cutting around, and I'm like, oh, boy. I'm like, just don't fall. Just don't fall. And then I end up in Declan's corner. He was mad at me. I took a spot.
Yeah. He ran directly.
That's all I heard. I threw a touchdown up, and all I heard was Declan screaming.
I looked at Drew. I said, Drew. I said, we all deserve a little spotlight here, and you just took mine. Right in front of me, he ran. But granted, he didn't want to lose the ball carrier. I didn't blame him. So I just slewed down, let him go in front of me, and he threw up the touchdown.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's your world. We just live in it, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was a little salty. But I said, you know what? He did his job. He held his responsibility, and he was right there on top of it. And granted, he beat her there. She would have beat me there. So I would have rather him beat her there than her beat me there. So
I know that there are, you know, I know that moms with strollers are a target for Declan, but I can't even imagine the wrath of another official being in the wrong spot. Was working. That sounds crazy. I feel like you're still upset, Edward.
No, I'm gonna have to watch over my shoulder. That's for sure.
No, no. I was, at the moment, okay, but looking back, you know, after rewatching it, it kind of helped because he was there in case anything would have happened. He was in front of the play. I was behind the play, so we kind of had it boxed in. If that makes sense, like if there was something that could have happened, I was there and he already had the ball carrier beat. So in case she would have jumped forward or leaped in, like we had somebody do later in the day, he would have been right there on top of it. I'm like, I probably wouldn't have. So it's okay. It's excused.
Yeah. And speaking of getting beat by the ball carrier, I couldn't screen record it, Declan, but you definitely got beat by a receiver downfield. I just want to call you out on it.
Time out. I'm on the line. I was on the line. I don't care. I can let him beat me all day long.
Hey, Declan, so you're going to learn this through life. It's called accountability, okay?
No.
You know what? There's going to be times where you're going to get beat, and it's okay. You know, the great and all-powerful and all-wise Lance Lou gets beat on the field. And I'm going to name drop. That's fine. And it's okay.
I've never seen that.
I have. It's fine. it happens. But you just gotta own it, man. If Drew says you got beat, you got beat. If ESPN Athiocho says you got beat, hey man, it's fine. Just roll with it, Drew. Just
words were never spoken.
Hey man, but they were never not spoken. And that's what
No, so the problem was it's funny you bring up me getting beat. There was a play running downfield. I was on the line the entire day basically, so I don't want to hear Declan got beat, nothing. But I was caught up running with the ball carrier, and Javi is right there. I forget Javi's even on the field. So I'm running. I see Javi. I stopped dead in my tracks. I said, Javi, it's all yours. Stop. Because I would have ran into Javi if I would have continued running.
So you gave up on the play.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So we gave up on the play, and we got beat. That's pretty rough. That's a rough day, Declan.
Okay, so just to be clear, not only is he not taking accountability for his own actions, he just threw Javi under the bus.
Meet me. Sure, I'm glad Javi got one of those sweet Shrooms referee jackets. That portion of the show is brought to you by Shrooms.
Oh, man.
Jackets.
Say it again.
That's
I said those are really nice jackets.
They are. They are. They saved some people.
I think that we gotta get this thing back on track. Drew, can you just tell us about this tournament and, you know, just kind of like how many games, how many teams, what this thing was all about? Because we can talk about Declan messing up all day, but let's get focused here.
Yeah.
So this is our third World Championship at Disney. First year was about 200 teams, then 400 teams, and this year was just over 700. You know, Mexico, Panama, China, Canada, all over the U.S. I think it ended up being somewhere in the 30s, high 30s on how many states participated. A lot of Hawaii. Hawaii in this tournament, I don't know if you saw that 6U team. That's that same team, same exact roster, third year in a row winning a world championship. They came in as a 4U team, won the 5U. Came in as a 5U, won the 5U, and now the 6U won the 6U. That team is a freaking wagon. Like
you said, 4U, right?
Yeah, well, so we didn't have 4U, but they were eligibility of 4U the first year we had Disney.
I'll follow up.
No, you're good. They played, so they won 5U back-to-back, either way. You know, this year was the first year we had 3 days. Prior in the past, it was a 2-day tournament. They added the odd even split day type of thing to make it a little easier. Championship Sunday being hectic, what it is, it always will be, no matter what. Someone's losing. That's how it goes. But yeah, I mean, 160 plus officials and 3 days of heat, long days. And, you know, I'd probably say a lot of those officials, I don't know, Declan can speak to this more, did at least close to 40 games a person. I was running around all weekend doing your guys' job. That's what I do when I'm over there. Except for Championship Sunday, because, you know, I felt it was necessary I'd be on that crew. No one knows those rules better than I do. It's a great format for everyone that plays it. It's different, very different. I'm sure you watch the games and you're like, what is going on? But, yeah, it's a great organization over there.
So give us a quick rundown, like just a couple key differences between what our fives would look like versus their fives.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, comparability off the rip. 5U, 6U still doesn't have throw-offs, but every age group after that, from 7U all the way to 17U, has throw-offs. You know, we have age-specific designated lines, 8U from the middle, 10U from the 15, and so on and so forth. The rush line is no longer there. We have a 3-second clock out of our 6-second QB clock that once you hit 3, you can go on any play. Or you have your 2 blitzes per half, as long as you're not 5U, 6U. Also defensive, I'm sorry. A lot of people said this. They were like, oh, you gave him 3 blitzes. That? No, on a defensive, offensive penalty happens on a play, a flag guard that a team blitzes. Defense gets their blitz back. So now they keep the, you know, result of the play and the blitz back. So things like that are just different. Also with the extra point system, we have 1, 2, and 3. If you go for 1 and there's a penalty on the defense, it's automatically good. And if it's from the 2, you move up to the 1. If it's from the 3, you move up to the 2. So once you know, once you get down to that 5-yard line, if you have a defensive penalty, we have an automatic point track.
Wow.
So we just have a few different things, very, very different. You know what I mean? Like no other format out there, in my opinion. But it works. We run tournaments all over the country. People love it. A lot of kids, you know.
Do you feel like it translates well?
I mean, from what I hear, people that play a lot of 7-on-7s,
okay.
Enjoy it because we allow forward passes behind the line of scrimmage. You know, laterals are good in our format for the most part. I think we do 2 per play behind the line, 1 downfield, so it's not unlimited, but it's a good introductory. But, yeah, I mean, personally, I think a lot of kids that come from tackle enjoy our format more than, you know, they go and play other formats with 7-yard rushes and this and that, where a team that's just been playing that style for a long time has got it down. Quick slot this, rusher goes by, boom, boom. It's a simple game, in my opinion.
For sure.
Yeah, and in the Hollywood Hills, I officiated co-ed league, sevens co-ed league. The way you're explaining the rules, it sounds almost like identical to that rule book. So I don't know if they if they found your guys' rule book, or I know they've been around for a few years or whatever, but they don't do a throw off. They do a punt to start it, but it's 2 blitzes every 4 downs. It's There's a QB, you know, a 3 second rush clock. But the way we would do it, which was really, it was, it's just weird for officials. We essentially had to go 1, 2, 3, go. And on go, the rush could go in. So it wasn't like 1/1000. It was literally 1, 2, 3, go. And the rush would happen right off the line. There wasn't a 3-point play. The screwy thing with that co-ed league is they never gave, extra point totals for gender plays. Essentially the gender play was just, all the guys had to get off of the field. And, unless it was the QB and rusher could be guys. And then it would be kind of like a 3-on-3 kind of deal. But the quarterback could just throw the ball into the girl's feet, and the gender play was fulfilled. So, but it's funny hearing you explain that rules. I'm like, I remember that rule book from that sevens co-ed. So I don't know if there's like maybe there's another kind of national rule book or something that mimics some of that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, I love to hear that. It sounds like a fun league out there. You know, I've done, like, I'm going to Jersey this weekend, tournaments out there. Like, any rule book, there's twerks, there's that. There's, just give me the rule book and watch me read it, in my opinion.
Yeah, speaking of, did you say twerks?
Quirks, my fault. Okay. We got onside kick play now too, which is crazy that I haven't seen many other play. Yeah, it's inside a minute, trailing by 2 scores, you're allowed to onside kick as long as you're trailing.
So is it an actual kick or is it just a play?
One play from 5 yards to midfield.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I mean, I've been at some tournaments. I remember I was in Rhode Island. The team was down 3 scores, scored onside kick, scored onside kick, scored, and won the game. So that's the thing I like about our format is a lot like. Logically, you're never out of it until you're really, like, out of it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, so, Declan, speaking of twerking, if you could be any flavor Pop-Tart, what would you be and why?
I don't know what kind of question this is, but don't call me weird. I know some people are going to hate dog on me for this, but the brown sugar cinnamon ones, those are the best. Those are good, to be honest with you.
Brown sugar cinnamon. That's your new nickname. Yeah. Cool.
Don't you dare.
Brown sugar cinnamon. Got it.
Hey, speaking of brown sugar cinnamon, Drew, you were a part of the Night Fest in ESA. Where was that? Philly?
That was just outside. It was in Jersey.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me about that? Like, what time did that tournament start? How drunk were some of the players? Like, let me know.
So this was my second Night Fest. I did the one last year for the first time. You know, it was a good time. So I liked the comp last year. It was great. So, and my guy Anthony Bonds out there, he's a good guy. So, you know, anytime I can help him out, you know, I do. It started for us. I had Jimmy Conroy with me. We took the trek out there. We did that. It started at 9 p.m. We got done about 6:30.
That's brutal.
And then we just drove straight home, 5 hours home. I got home at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No. It was a good time. I mean, there was less of the shenanigans this 30. Everyone was there to play football. Honestly, it was a great event. I enjoyed it. It was nothing crazy on my fields going on. I enjoy it.
Did you officiate the sevens contact that they do there?
No, they did fives indoor.
That night. Okay.
And I did not have any of the contact games. I had co-ed aired out and co-ed aired out.
Oh, gotcha.
Luckily. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get some of that tomorrow, Saturday. I got contact fives out in Jersey for the GVOC.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're definitely putting a lot of miles on your car.
Always do.
What kind of car you drive?
Kia Sportage.
Okay, nice.
Something nice, you know, light, enjoyable. Pack there a few refs, that's about it.
That's all you need.
For sure. Jacob, you have any more Pop-Tart questions before I get going on the game for tonight?
No, I just wanted to I want to hear Declan's perspective of the ESPN tournament.
I'll say it was definitely interesting, given it was an entire new rule set. The first day, I never admitted this to Bruce, I'll admit it now. I forgot there were throw-offs, so I'd walk to the five every single time and plant the ball, and the teams would go, "Ref, we have a throw-off." I said, "My bad, you're right." And I'd walk back, and I'd say, "You know, my fault, my bad." And I would always admit that I was new. It was interesting. I'm not going to say different environment, really, because, though, a lot of the coaches that we've had, I've had before, and, you know, Drew and them were loving the stories I was saying about what was going on my field. And that's why he's giving that head nod, because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. But in full reality, I think it's a pretty cool experience, especially a great experience being on ESPN to officiate World Championship games. That was definitely something. I thank Drew many times for allowing me to be on the crew for that. There's really not much else I could say. Except it was a great experience. I mean, it was different given that the parents were so far away. Basically, I didn't have to deal with them. We all know how I deal with parents too. So it wasn't like I had to even deal with them. Like, they were far enough away, I didn't care. Like, I knew they weren't close enough to hinder what was going on the field. So that's one thing I will say is the parents were long, long gone.
So, Declan, did you stay on property at Disney?
I did.
Where'd you stay?
It was the music resort. Let me tell you, that's some bougie stuff. Actually, funny story. So I walk into the hotel room. Tim is still on the field refereeing. So it's me and Tim Casey in a room together. I walk in. I see one bed. I texted Tim immediately. I said, I looked at Tim. I said, "We're not sharing a bed." I said, "There's one bed up in here." I said, "I will take the floor." And I look over and I see this table. And I see this box thing. I think it's a closet. So I go to push it and I'm like, "This ain't working." And I see this little tiny triangular foldable, and it's how to pull the bed down. I pulled it down. I said, "Thank God." Because I was about to text Drew's dad. I was about to text Drew. I texted Tim. I was getting ready to run my mouth. I said, "No, we were good. We were good." One thing I will say that I didn't add in the last question, what's also different is their rules allow for a challenge. So if you have a media person on your sideline, like a ball spot, or like if the guy ran out of bounds or not, they allow you to challenge that. So in one of the championship games, we as a crew thought the ball was short of the goal line, and they came out and challenged, and it showed us clear that we were wrong. And I would say that's one unique thing that I did like, was the fact that they could challenge. They can't challenge like judgment calls of penalties other than offsides. They can challenge like ball spots and like stepping out of bounds and stuff like that.
Drew, how do you feel about having that? Do you, as an official and as a tournament director, how do you feel about that?
Personally, I enjoy it. I've been through the ringer with the challenge rule. Like, honestly, at Disney, I mean, being on one main field was great at the end of the day, because mainly for me, like Friday, Saturday, dealing with challenges, I'm running. I must have walked 30,000 steps a day doing just, you know how it is. How many forest fires do you put out of the tournament? You know what I mean? You're just walking around, brother, peeing on all of them. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
And so I personally enjoy it. I've seen plenty of challenges where I get, you know, coaches freaking out on a referee, then eventually challenges it. And I look at it from a non-on-field perspective, because that's mostly my job at the time.
Right.
And I get to laugh at them big. Why are you yelling at the ref? Because you're wrong. So some of the times it's right, like Declan said, on an ESPN game, we were a yard spot wrong. It is what it is. It's cool. It happens all over the country, all over the world, in every format up to the NFL.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. You know, I applaud every single referee who goes out and does their job, you know, as a full-time ref. Like, I respect referees more than anyone in this world, because I've seen plenty of these guys this weekend take a beating for a simple rule that, because coaches come, like, just like referees come from other places, coaches come from other formats, and yeah, they're screaming, "Oh, I did this, I did that." And it's like, yeah, coach, there is no impeding in our format. We don't have impeding.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
but
overall, the challenge rule, again, back to that, I enjoy it, because no matter what, I don't mind looking at a video. I'm not a robot. I'm human. I'm imperfect on a field. I give you my best game, which a lot of people Declan will tell you, at that tournament, we're looking for me to ref their games because, oh, my God, we need Drew, this and that. And, you know, you get what you get with referees. And I enjoy it for the fact that if you do have a tough referee, you save it for the big-time moment that you thought you scored or you thought that kid stepped out or went across the line. You use it, you rectify it, you move on.
How do you think that would go with adults?
They'll argue about you watching the video. You can watch their video, say you saw something, and they're going to be like, oh, but wait, and start doing – like, that's what we don't allow. I take the phone from this coach. I tell them to back off. The referees will look at it. I give my – within a minute, you give your, you know, your designation. You move on.
Yeah.
So let me ask – so when you have that challenge, if they do it, is it you as the director watching it? Is it an official watching it? Who makes the determination there?
So most of the time, there is a monitor profile. Like a big tournament like that, there's a monitor per four fields right there on site. They can call me over. They can look at it. Or honestly, if there's no time to get someone, the ref's going to look at it.
Okay.
It, like, we're not out here to slow games down.
For sure.
We're all about moving it along, and you know how that goes.
Yep. Absolutely.
They the team that I don't – it was a guys' boys' championship game. And the team that intercepted it was already winning, I think, by a touchdown or two. They intercepted it. You're running down. And I think the guy dove as, like, a celebration, and he landed before the end zone. You know what I'm talking about, Drew?
Yeah, so that was the one where the kid dove in with the front flip.
Yeah. Did they challenge that?
We have a no-diving policy in our rule book. I called them down at the one, and they were okay with it. But then, they didn't score.
Yep.
They went 4-0 from the one. But that's my fault. You know what I mean? But that's on me because I called the dive. But you can't score in four plays.
Yeah.
It goes tit for tat. We just don't say those things on field.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I blew one call, but your receiver dropped three balls and your quarterback threw an interception.
Who are you gonna get mad at? Hey, you the referee. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. The only one to get mad at left over is me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Declan, outside of the ESPN game, how much? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I have all these questions.
Go ahead. I said, do you have any more questions? You're up. No, just the
never. Declan, don't laugh at that.
Sorry. What's up?
I don't even want to ask it now. I'm done. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. That was going to be a good one, too. Go ahead.
Feelings.
Declan, outside of the ESPN game, how many challenges did you have throughout the weekend?
So I had zero challenges on my field outside of we had one. So the situation got touchy because, and I've already told Drew this situation. It was an 8U game, and they wanted a blocking call. Me and my partner didn't call blocking. We didn't have a block. They got upset because they blitzed their guy off the line. And in our judgment, the receivers were running their routes. They weren't running an illegal, like, pick route like we had in the ESPN game. They were literally moving to the side, and they were upset that their rusher couldn't get there. But at the same time, they want blocking and impeding, and I'm trying to explain to them that there is no such thing as impeding, and we don't have a block. So they want to challenge that, and I looked at them, I said, you can't. I said, it's a judgment call. You can't challenge a penalty that wasn't there. And then we had another coach try to challenge a roughing the passer. The only challenge I had was the ESPN game that actually went through. The rest of them, everything was pretty cool, calm, collected. Nobody challenged. Because a lot of them with the younger ages didn't have anybody recording. Which I kind of found shocking. You have that to your disposal. Why wouldn't you? That's what we had in that one ESPN game when the kid stepped out. Coach starts yelling at us, let's use ESPN. You have the disposal of having somebody on your sideline. Why not use it?
Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any other questions?
That's all I got. That's all I got. Okay. I won't ask any more questions, so you can continue on.
All right. So, Drew, Declan, me and Jacob, we love this book. So I wanted to put you guys to the test. We're doing USA flag rules. We're going to talk about the penalty chart. Okay, so we're doing trivia. So here's how it's going to go. I'm going to have you guys both mute, and whoever unmutes first gets to say their answer, okay? And we're just going to do five penalties, all right? The winner is going to get a Clocks Run-In hoodie. So just like this thing.
I can't reach them.
All right, cool. So let's see here. All right, so the first one. So this is what I'm looking for. I need yardage. I need if it's a replay down, auto first, loss of down, and I need if it's a spot foul or previous spot. All right? Okay, so the first one, illegal forward pass. Declan.
It should be 5-yard penalty from the previous spot and a loss of down for the offense.
Jacob, sounds good, right?
1 point Declan. 0 points Drew.
I need a scoreboard here.
Hang on. Guess what? I have a USA flag scorecard.
all right. Okay. So there we go. Next one. Roughing the passer.
Oh, yeah.
Declan.
Jeez. Drew, you got to get on the gun, man.
Oh, no, I might get this wrong. Am I okay? I'm sorry if I get it wrong. Roughing the passer for USA flag, to my knowledge, if I get this wrong, sue me, is a – I'm going to get this wrong, I feel. A 10-yard
– And Drew – no, yeah, you're done. You
took
Drew.
With the rebound.
I got automatic first down from the previous spot, 5-yard penalty.
And –
it was 15 now, isn't it?
Damn, my gosh, guys.
It is 10. I always normally say 10.
Oh, I thought he just said 10 and you said no. That's why I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, no. He was just fumbling. He didn't even.
I didn't.
Yeah, his non answer just fucked me up.
Declan, you're fired, dude.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have. A false start under a minute.
Loss of down. 5-yard penalty.
5-yard penalty. Loss of down.
From the previous spot.
Perfect. There we go. All right.
Tie ball game.
Okay, and that was two more questions. All right, we are going to go with offensive holding contact.
Drew.
Offense. You said offensive holding with contact?
In contact format.
Oh, in contact format. We're going to go 10 yards from the previous spot. Replay down. I guess not.
5 yards.
Damn,
bro.
Okay. Comes down. What?
Good.
Oh, okay. Come down to the last one. Okay. We got illegal participation.
Drew.
Second. Oh.
Whoa. Whoa. All right.
Okay, throw that one. We got to throw that one out.
Am I watching for this or are you?
You watch it, Jacob. You watch
it. All right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Hit it.
Illegal shift.
Declan.
A 5-yard penalty from the previous spot and a down. Or should, no, it's probably a replay. No. Hold on. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot and a loss of down. Replay the down.
All right. Well, Declan's wrong. Drew, would you like to
steal?
Yeah, that's what they say in Family Feud.
I mean, I would have said 5 yards from the previous spot and replay down.
It's a loss of down.
It's a loss of down.
Okay, here we go.
We got to break the tie.
We got to break the tie. Okay, here's final. What do you do? What is, final Jeopardy? Here we go.
Okay. The worst game show host ever.
All right, sorry, you guys. You got to name three three examples of illegal participation.
True.
We're gonna go six men on the field.
Okay.
My other one was on the wrong sideline, player on the wrong sideline, opposite sideline of your own team.
Okay, I like it. Spicing it up.
And the other one was pulling another man's flag from. Well, see, would that be unsportsmanlike? Because I was gonna say pulling a flag from the sideline if you're not in the play.
You could go with that legal participation.
That was going to be my other one.
I gave you that one. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, that's a nice way to assess that penalty.
Yeah,
the only reason I knew the sideline one is because I called that a world, bro, and these dudes wanted to kill me. These dudes wanted to kill me. He's lost it down. Turnover. See you later.
Hey, you could have thrown him out of the game for that.
No, I'm not Declan. I'm not Declan.
Well, fair enough.
All right. Well, congratulations, Drew. You are winning. Clocks running. Hoodie.
The next
I got you. Yep.
There you go. Declan, I'm going to teach you a tough life lesson. You win nothing.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever gotten anything, fellas.
Hey, we're here for you, buddy. And Ant's penalty trivia was brought to you by Tacky Bar.
My God. Shout out Tacky Bar.
Yeah, you know, Kev. Come on.
I got to go read the rule book tonight.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm learning so much about the New England region and officials and players. And I feel like I know where these states are now. I think I got it down. Jacob, have you tried clam chowder yet?
No. Hey, I got the scorecard done.
Yeah, make sure I sign it.
Oh,
just need to make sure I need signatures.
Yeah. Declan's a loser.
Dang.
Hey, so Declan, what's on the horizon for you? Where are you headed next?
Me? Oh, I thought you said Drew.
Yeah, you. Sorry.
No, the other Declan.
Yeah, I thought he said Drew. I wasn't listening. Not much. I mean, flag football. Right now, I'm focused on baseball season. Baseball and softball season. Flag football is the next tournament I'm looking at to be even able to do is probably the one in May in San Antonio. That's flag football is far off the horizon as of right now, because right now I got to focus on, well, I am the chairman for the FFA parliamentary procedure team. So we made states for that. So we have a state competition for that. I focus on postseason for baseball season itself, and then start getting ready for that tournament for USA, trying to find out a couple other SHS tournaments I want to do, and then getting ready to be an assigner, trainer, evaluator for the local flag league here in Marion County.
All right, well, let's back up just a hair because you just dumped a whole lot. First thing let's talk about is baseball. What's your take on Cracker Jacks?
Cracker Jacks are pretty spectacular. I like them, but I got to be in the mood for them. I will never eat them before or during a baseball tournament. Will never. Will never. That's bad luck.
But it's in the song.
Oh, it does not matter. And those people are mean people. That does not matter, no.
It's in the song, Deck. Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, I can't.
All right, let's talk to me about this FFA. Did I say it right?
Yes.
FFA Parliamentary
Procedure.
Competition. Procedure competition. So what does that do? What does that entail? What are we doing?
I'm the chairman for it, so my job as the chairman is I have to ensure that – so we literally go by a book, and the book is like what United States Congress goes by or supposed to go by or what the Senate's supposed to go by, and it's basically how to run a business how to run a meeting in an orderly business fashion. So the book is freaking long, like 500-600 pages, and it's like – so during the meeting, you have a main motion, which is the main topic of the conversation. So we made it to the states last year. So you get asked a specific a question. And before our competition season starts, our advisor gets a list of topics of what it could revolve around. So the assembly members study those topics. I don't speak. I don't debate on the matter. I'm there as a non-biased. I'm the referee of the meeting, if that makes sense. Like, that's the truth. Like, that's the best way to say it. I make sure all business is maintained. I make sure business is executed. I ensure that nobody's been breaking parliamentary law. Like, if I'm talking right now and Drew comes out of nowhere talking over me, somebody can call a point of order, and then I have to respectfully tell the assembly that they need to shut their mouths and they cannot speak while another member is speaking, but without telling them to shut their mouths. So it's difficult because you take a test prior. Like me, I get graded by myself. I don't get graded with the rest of the assembly because they grade me to make sure my voice, like I'm loud. They make sure I know how to use the gavel properly. They got to make sure I do the correct amount of taps, or I say exactly the words that the book wants me to say.
You're given a weapon during these?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you get to wear one of those cool wigs?
I wish. No, I wish. No, great, that'd be... No. We, unfortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately, but it's uncomfortable. We have a national dress code, so when you do indoor competitions, you must wear black dress shoes, black dress pants, a white button-up shirt. You have must wear an FFA tie, and you must wear the blue corduroy jacket when you're participating in indoor events.
You're wearing black pants with blue jackets?
Yeah.
That does not match at all. All right, so I just want to make sure I have this right, just to sum it up. You're having a competition about how to hold a meeting.
On how I run a meeting and
how you run a meeting.
Debate a meeting.
Gotcha. Okay. Just want to make sure. Hey, Drew, have you seen Moana 2?
I have not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on the list.
All right. Wrap up with Declan. So we got some big things on the horizon. So we're looking at – we got our spring competition. We've got baseball. We're going to San Antonio's the next USA tournament.
Probably.
We have SHS tournaments as well. Drew's going to plug those in just a minute. I'm just waiting for my invite. Sick invite, bro.
yeah, cool, man.
We'll get there in a minute.
I got stripes. I don't know.
I've refereed once or twice, but you know, it's cool. So that's what we got. And my man Declan just took over as an assigner for Marion County. That's with NFL Flag, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we're assigning. What's two goals of yours for next season?
To train them better.
Okay.
And to ensure they know what they're doing, because those are two big different things.
And train them to be better and ensure that they know what they're doing. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, I like it. Drew, what do we got going on in the future, man?
Like I said, I got a couple tournaments in Jersey this weekend. GVOC Men's Adults Co-Ed. And then I forget the name of the second one on Sunday. Some 7-on-7 youth event out in Jackson, New Jersey. Then we got Nashville on the horizon. I'll see you boys soon.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville again the week after that for SHS. We got a tournament over at Nissan Stadium. The following weekend, so that's going to be fun. From there, a lot of local, you know, maybe San Diego. I know I'm supposed to go to the Olympic Center. We have a tournament there April 5th, 6th, or 4th, 5th, whatever that weekend is.
Hey, while you're out there, you might as well just stay and just go to Vegas with us in a couple weeks after that.
Yeah, you know, things are getting crazy, and trying to figure out travel schedules are just, you know, not
so good. You're a popular guy, Drew.
Unfortunately, I heard my name out this past week, and I, you know, most of the time I just had to say, "Nope, not this weekend. Nope, none of that." You know, but I get a lot of invites. I like, you know, I just like to ref, man. That's all it is. I enjoy being a good referee and getting these games good. It brings me joy to know when I'm going all the way to Jersey to hear a men's play. I'd be like, "Wow, thank God we have this field." Like, you know, it makes me happy to know that.
Yeah.
You gonna be officiating the Spring John in Philly?
I'm not sure yet. I know they got May 3rd for that with ESA, EST. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to get out there again. I know that's right in the thick of spring, So I'm not sure where I'll be locally or that, but my hope.
Nice. Well, yeah, you guys are both busy. We appreciate you making time coming on tonight. Jacob, you got any Disney Pop-Tart questions you wanted to ask before we let these guys go?
I thought my questions were very relevant and prevalent to the conversation. I mean, okay. I didn't realize that they were so offensive to you. I'm sorry that you were offended. Declan wants to be a brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart, and Drew hasn't seen Moana 2. So, these are things that need to be found out. More disappointed that Drew hasn't seen that. I know Declan has. You hold your head up like that, but we know you've seen it. We appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you guys so much. It's always good to catch up with you guys. Declan, you're going to hang tight because we need a Declan doozy.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, Drew.
Yep. See you later, Drew. See you next weekend. Declan, I know you're too young for this kind of stuff, but there's this show that came out probably 10, 15 years ago called Gangland. And the thing that I enjoyed about that show was that there would always be like the witness or the former gang member that didn't want their face seen. And that's what I keep thinking about this whole episode is I can't see your face. And I think you're like in witness protection or something. So, but hit us with that Declan doozy real quick. Short story that you've dealt with, maybe even from this past weekend.
I'm gonna be honest, there wasn't much this past weekend in full reality. It's the common people getting upset because a lot of the coaches didn't know these little minor tweaks in the rules. So just a lot of like calming down on sportsmanlike, if that makes sense. So there really wasn't a whole lot there. So I'll be honest, that tournament was pretty calm, cool, and collected. And again, the parents, they weren't close enough. I didn't have to deal with them. So everything was great. My life was fantastic. No ejections. Not on my field, at least. Everything was pretty smooth. However, about 3 weeks ago, we were at a baseball tournament. Here's where the doozy is. And we have runners on first and second base, and I'm in the C position. Well, the pitcher in baseball, there's a ball. You must come set. You must. Pitcher, hold on. I'm getting too far ahead of myself, getting too excited. This power hitter absolutely comes up. This kid's been smacking him over the outfield all day, every day. And so the coach intentionally walks this kid. Now, it's a tied ball game, 5-5. Home team's up to bat with one out. Therefore, we have an infield fly rule in effect at this time. So we, as an umpire crew, we need to make sure everything goes decent because these parents are livid. Everybody's intensity is up. Everybody's blood pressure is through the roof. And the kid gets a sign from the catcher. He comes up and he doesn't come set. That's a balk. Therefore, runners advance at least one base from their last previously legal touched base. I've already called this team on 5 balks the entire day. So I balk this kid. And I immediately come in, that's a balk. And in USSSA baseball, it's a delayed dead ball. So I let the play out. I call time after, and I send the runner home. Oh, my God. They flipped. I was the worst umpire ever. I was effing this. I was effing that. I'm effing terrible. I'm effing dog crap. I mean, I got coaches telling me I'm this and that. Everybody is upset because I balked the kid. The problem was I already warned him. And he didn't wanna take the warning. So I balked him.
Dang.
Yeah.
Crazy. And
that run actually brought in the winning run of the game. So that didn't make it any better. That's they were extra upset.
Yeah. I don't even want to enter the world of baseball and softball. It sounds too crazy for me.
It's so fun, but it's so stressful because it's all judgment. There's no, it's not rule. You know, the rules, it's all judgment.
And that's what I try to tell people. Like in college football, we're sitting there, you know, we're thinking of rules. That's all that's really going through our mind is rules. You know, are they allowed to do this and that? In baseball, everything you do the entire time is, what do you genuinely think it is? Like, there's not a rule. Like, I don't go, it's a strike. No, it's in my mind, it's ball, ball. It's strike, strike, strike. Okay, now it's a ball. Or it's like a bunch of different things going on because then you have this judgment call, but then there's a rule that has to be applied. And then you have to think about how you interpret that rule while making sure your judgment's correct. So, it's confusing and stressful, like Jacob said.
No. Well, Declan, thank you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You gotta chime in, my guy.
And better. Gee whiz, man. Declan, you see what I gotta put up with? All this.
He's been doing all, I mean, all podcasts. So I mean,
right. I'm just trying to be a part of the show.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was just gonna say that's our Declan doozy, but go ahead.
Oh man. Well, there you go. Jacob said it. Declan, thank you so much for coming on tonight, and we will see you next week for another Declan doozy.
Yes, appreciate you
for bringing me on.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, man. I got a special guest that just joined us. You have no clue what's about to happen. So, you know, we're all about officials on Clocks Running, but you know, there is another part of flag football, which includes the players. And I think, this is a good opportunity to, have a segment sponsored by Tacky Bar, rapid fire questions with Rock.
What's up, Jacob? Well,
it's crazy. I don't know what's happening. What's going on, brother? What's up, man? Welcome to Clocks Running.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for having, you know, Virginia Lee on here. We are the defending, you know, Camel City champs still, you know.
Okay, hold up. All right, so let's make sure we're saying this correctly. VA Elite came down and won 5 co-ed. That's true. Okay, yeah.
That's true.
That's true. We haven't offered it. What?
No. you were supposed to, but it didn't happen.
I didn't even know about this. When was this? Like 7 years ago or something?
States 2020.
I got the chain. You want me to go get the
chain? I was
going to
say, what's the chain? How are you going to make these statements without having the chain available? I think it's 2022. I'm trying to remember what that term is. It was in Charlotte.
He's got to go to the trophy room real quick.
Oh, man. That was so dope.
Oh, that's a good. Oh, that's,
my God.
Nice.
It's 2020. Like, jeez.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, but come on, man. That doesn't count. That was COVID. That's like saying you won a bubble trophy, bro. Come on.
That was actually a really good tournament.
That was
a really good tournament.
It was.
Okay. Because COVID didn't exist in North Carolina, did it?
No, it definitely did. It 100% did.
Oh, hey, so Rock, speaking of defending champs, what happened in Tampa, bro? You guys, were you guys even in the second round of fives?
No, we lost. So, you know, let's keep it plain and simple. the other team won. You know, I don't know what we was probably in the quarters. We didn't get the job done. So, but you know, they all, you know, I had fun playing, you know, play with my dogs, play, you know, shout out to Supreme, Brandon, you know, Devon, all them guys, man. Shout out to all my boys, up north. I love competing, and you know, as long as everybody get their effort and, yeah, I would have loved to get back on stage against whoever, but it is what it is. Next time.
Yeah, and you guys, but you put together some crazy, like, you were making contracts and signing deals to get this crazy roster together for Air It Out Co-Ed, right? You won that, right?
No, we won. We won 5 Go ahead. 35 and up.
That's right. There you go.
Yep. shout out to everybody on 35 and up, man. You got, you know, Marissa, Maria, Kai, you know, you got Kev from KOV, Britt Brad, you know, we got the whole mob, my man LC from Richmond Vipers, obviously Devon, Brandon. So, you know, we got the whole squad, man. So we coming back for it. Yeah, defending champs on that too.
The Supreme Elite Vipers KOV Carolina Legion. That's what that team was, right?
Man, you know, I, you know,
Elite.
Yeah. Hey, I've been recruiting for a long time, man. I just sent out a text, you know, are you available? Let's get it. So
yeah, that's a good John, man. That's a good John.
That's a good John. You hear what? Yo.
Rock, I want to formally apologize. There's times when Ant tries to use phrases from areas that he is not from.
That's a good job, man.
And when he does, like, you know, it just puts us in different places. So
on, yeah, you got to come to Philly with me, Ant. Come on, I got you.
All right, Rock. So let me ask you this: since we're talking about Philly, you brought it up, not us. How do you feel about cream cheese on a Philly cheesesteak?
Come on, y'all know. Hey, when you go to Philly, you get mayonnaise, salt, pepper, ketchup. That's it. If you get anything outside of that, you're a tourist. You're an out-of-towner. We know who you are. People going to be outside waiting on you. If you get, you know, you get mustard or anything like that. Or
mustard?
Yeah. From the people I took my teammates from JMU to Philly one time, and yeah, they from 757. And they end up getting mustard or something on it. They from Portsmouth, Virginia. They get mustard on their cheesesteak. And the dude back, he looking at me, the dude cooking the cheesesteak looking at me. I said, they not from here, man. So, you know, they don't have cream cheese in the cheesesteak place I go to. I'm telling you that right now.
Or any places that would have cheesesteaks, except for Ant's Kitchen.
Bro, I'm... Okay.
This is great. This was your idea, and it's complete. I love it.
Nah, but I already knew where Rock was on this, because he had a whole poll, and he had, you know, he had a bunch of guys from Philly vote on it and everything like that. All I'm saying, bro, I was a cook, I was a manager at, it was called Taste of Philly, and it was run by two guys from Philly, and they moved out to Colorado, and they opened up a cheesesteak spot. And bro, we had subs, we had hot, cold sub, we had the basic one, which is exactly what you're talking about. I mean, it was onions, you could get mushrooms, peppers if you wanted. We had the cheese sauce, we had provolone, we had American, we had all those options. You could do a Philly hoagie if you wanted.
A hoagie. You say cold sub. I was waiting for you to say a hoagie. That's why I've been waiting on that.
You see how long it took him to get there, right?
Yeah. Call him hoagie, man.
But all I'm saying is the owner, at one day we were sitting around, it was a slow afternoon, and he said, hey, man, I want you to try something. He pulled out a package of cream cheese. We put cream cheese, we put peppers, jalapenos into the steak. You let it cook. It's like a jalapeno popper, man.
This is crazy, man. It sounds like a stomach ache ready to happen.
Yes, it is.
I'm good, man. What's up? What's next for y'all? What's next for you guys, man? Where y'all at next? What y'all up to?
As far as what?
As far as tournament wise.
Oh, we'll be in Nashville next weekend.
Oh, y'all be in Nashville? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I won't be there, but yeah, good luck to y'all in Nashville.
Yeah, we'll be in Nashville. Okay. So you were just at Nitro, right?
Yeah, I was just at Nitro. Yeah, we won 5 co at Nitro.
So talk to us about Nitro. Let us know what happened.
Oh, Nitro is a great tournament. It was hosted by Mark, Craig, and Mike from the DMV FFL.
Yep.
And you know, they had a really well tournament with five women's, five contact, five man, five co-ed, and eight man, I believe, and eight man. Yeah, they did their thing. It was a real good turnout, a bunch of teams. So, but a cash prize, big plaque. I got the plaque in there. Then they got MVP flags and stuff like that. They had Infinite. Shout out to Infinite. They was out there as a vendor. They had another food truck out there. I don't know what the name was, but they had shrimp and fries. That was pretty good. No, it was a really good turnout. I you know, they my folks, man. I've been going to Nitro for years. So,
right.
Yeah, they're my dogs.
Well, good deal. That tournament's always put on for a good cause, and, you know, it's a good memorial.
Yeah, rest in peace to the guy. Yeah,
Todd Nitro. You know, I always hear Mike and Mark and Craig talk about him, and, you know, so. It's always a good time. So what was the competition like?
The competition, it was great competition. It's all the teams from Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia, Baltimore, DC, Maryland. You gotta make sure that you explain in the area right, because you could say Maryland, then it's not included Baltimore. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta make sure that, and you could say, you know, the DMV, but you gotta make sure you say DC. So you had some really good teams out there. You had Face Mob, God Bods, then you had like MD495, they won men's. Then you had Free Smoke, they won contact.
Oh my god, Free Smoke. Those are my guys.
Yep, Free Smoke with Dion, Chris Boone, all of them guys. It was some good bump out there. All the teams from the area. They was out there. You had some teams come up from 804. Then some teams come up from up PA, Philly, stuff like that too. So yeah, it was a really good tournament. So no fights, no nothing like that. So clean, smooth. Good deal. You know, the refs going to be the refs. I'm not here to talk about the refs, even though your clock's running. I'm gonna scream at the refs regardless. So
if you're screaming, you ain't breathing.
Yeah, I'm screaming at the ref girl. Yeah, four pass. It is.
What's up?
I said next time y'all make an appearance, come on up, man.
Yeah, I just think about East Coast Nationals last year. I don't know if you remember this. It was like the first game of pool play in co-ed. And bro, I about threw you out of the game within 3 minutes of the game starting, man.
Who, me?
Yeah. there was let me see if I say this right. There was some young bull that was
Rock, I don't know what he told you when you decided to get you on this show, but I'm sorry.
Y'all crazy.
We'll talk offline.
Yeah, we definitely will. He
was running his mouth and he made a little too much contact for you, and at some point, you know, you gave him a shove, and then you threw the ball. I mean, I felt like I almost threw you out of the game.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be a better person. My wife told me about, when I get inside the lines, it's a different me. I can't control it. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, amp myself up or make a play or something. I don't know what happened. Sorry about that. I apologize. I threw the ball that I threw the ball like somewhere else. I threw the ball at him or what?
You threw the ball at him.
Whoops. And that's the clock's running. Whoops. Moment of the night.
Sorry to whoever did not get that to.
Yeah, I had never seen him before. It was like a thrown together team. Like, I think Jonah was the quarterback, and then I didn't even recognize anybody else that was on that team. And I mean, y'all were worried about it. Like, you turned around the next game and you guys blew out the next team y'all played, and then I think y'all won. Go ahead.
Maybe the year last year we lost co-ed. The year before we won co-ed at ECN.
You guys might have lost. Did you guys lose in the championship?
Last year?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think y'all made it to the championship last year.
Either championship or semis. I think semis. I think Supreme won it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That was yeah, but it was a cool play game anyway. But yeah, man. So I do appreciate you coming on. I had to, you know, text you last minute to just see you do good running here. But the real reason you're on here, man, is we want to do some rapid fire questions. I don't know if you've seen some of our episodes lately. Here's how it works, bro. I don't want you to think. You just got to answer. So I just know that feelings are going to get hurt, and you got to be okay with that, all right?
Yeah, no, I'm aware. Okay. I think I watched Law. I think I watched Law rapid fire, and he could. He got stuck. So I'm going to be biased if I could.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, so we'll start it off easy, man. What's your favorite late night snack?
Ginger snaps.
Okay,
all right. You can't nod your head, and then you got to answer rapid fire. Come on.
I didn't expect ginger snaps from the dude that's telling me how I got to eat my cheese steak. He said ginger snaps.
Keep them going. Let's go.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. What's your favorite format?
Five co-ed.
Okay. Who's the best quarterback in flag football?
Devon Brown.
Okay. You said quarterback?
Yeah, he did say quarterback.
Okay. Yeah. Who's your favorite teammate?
All right, so best quarterback, let's go with Brandon, then Devon Brown.
No, wait. He can't change it up.
The best quarterback could be the best teammate.
All right, my best teammate is my wife.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Okay, there we go.
I'm smarter than that.
Oh, all right. Who's the opponent, a player that you love to match up against?
Corey Webb.
Okay. What rule do you hate in flag football?
Impeding.
Okay. And final question. How many kids you got? You got kids, right?
Yeah, I have a
son. Two. Who's your favorite kid?
Well, if you answer that question, then I have three kids. My third kid is in my safe. So I do protect, you know, my Second Amendment. So
there you go.
that's my other daughter. So yep.
Oh man. Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, there we go, man.
He let you off so easy and so slow. Oh my god! And he was, dude. He razzed me so much for last week's rapid fire questions. He's over here. Bro, he's the sloth in Zootopia.
Yeah, okay.
All right, who's your? I got one more. Who's your favorite official?
That's tough. That is tough. Oh, I'm going hometown, Desiree. Sorry.
You put her on your field. Got it.
Hey, I'm not saying TJ. Definitely not saying TJ. What? I'm going with Desiree. y'all know TJ. So, hey, TJ, once give him a couple more years, then I say TJ.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
Who's your favorite USA flag director?
Oh shit.
This would be a no-brainer for you. And that's not me.
I'm going Krista.
I was about to say, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I just talked to Krista yesterday.
Yeah,
she always picks up my phone. I love Krista. Shout out. She's from Stanton, Virginia. She's a Virginia.
Okay.
Hometown, baby, hometown.
Hey, so where are y'all headed next? What's the next tournament y'all playing in?
So me and Devon has trials next weekend.
Okay.
So we going to that. I just got finished training today. From 4:30 to like 5. Shout out to Mayor. And then we are going to Weekend Warrior in April. And then after that, I believe it's East Coast Nationals. So I'm just driving a lot of tournaments this year because my son, he's doing AAU basketball 7-on-7. My daughter's playing soccer and all this other stuff. The more the kids getting older, the less flying I'm doing because all the money is going towards them. Every time I fly somewhere, I take my whole family. Every time y'all see me, I'm taking my whole family. So it's not just one plane ticket I'm buying. I'm spending like $300-something K on these tournaments when I go. So I'm trying to trying to scale back a little bit for the kids. So but good luck to y'all out there in Nashville. I wish I was there.
Appreciate that.
But I love playing. So I'll be watching clocks running if you're going live. Shout out to you guys for real. I love what y'all doing. I always watch when I get a chance. And I know Jacob for a while. I just met Ant a couple years ago. Sorry about the interactions on the field.
I don't care.
As long as it doesn't get reckless, it's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't get reckless with me. If it involves me, it's not gonna go that far because
You keep it football and you keep it moving. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I keep it football. Yeah. I'm cool with everybody there, so I'm all good. But definitely,
but I do want to bring one thing up real quick. You just said you're training for trials and you spent 30 minutes training for trials.
No, it was like it was like from like 4:30 to like 5:30.
Okay, you just said 4:30 to 5. Wait a minute.
Oh no,
that's a big deal. You only dropped 30 minutes.
The warm up was probably like 15 minutes. It was tough. It was a bunch of high schoolers and college kids that I trained with. So they do a lot of plyometrics and stuff. A lot of stuff that I can't do. So they be on the ground and jump up on one knee and then hop on another, the same knee and then shuffle and then sprint. All these other stuff that I can't do. I'm like, hey guys, I'm 37, so I'm a little older than you guys. So just let y'all know. So I already played college ball, played league ball. So I already played where you guys trying to go. So I'm just trying to play some flat. So
what position are you gonna try to go play with? What position are you going out for with trials?
So last year I went as safety, and this year I'm going to receiver. Okay. So it's gonna be fun. I mean. I don't take it as something that I should be like really intense about because it's just flag at the end of the day. Like we going out and playing 2-3 days of flag. It's actually pretty fun. And you get to play against 60 guys that's pretty good. So it's gonna push me. I'll push somebody else to give their best out. So I'm looking forward to go against J-Day and Perk and all these other guys that I'm used to playing against already. It's just you got some scouts and stuff like that looking on the sideline. So
absolutely,
I'm down the ball. Me and Devon, we gonna carpool together, and I got family up there, so we it'll be cool. We chilling. Yeah, it's fun.
Good deal.
There you go, man. Well, that. I appreciate you coming on tonight. That was a good job, bro. That was a real good job.
That was a good job, man. Good job.
Rock, get out of here, bro, before he gets too wild.
Appreciate you guys, man. I'll let y'all later.
Appreciate you, Rock. Good to see you, man. Hey, that was a fun surprise, man. Good job.
Yeah, right.
Good you.
I just, you've been working so hard, man. You've been traveling. You've been doing a lot. I just wanted to throw a little thing into the mix there and have a little rapid fire. So brought to you by Tacky Bar.
Brought to you by Tacky Bar. And if you don't have Tacky Bar for your football, make sure you go check out my guy Kevin McDonald and get a tacky bar.
And headaches not included.
Yeah.
he got rid of the headache.
Yeah, we got rid of the headache.
Oh, man. Anyway, so, all right, let me just see here. Hey, oh, but you were in Baton Rouge last weekend, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that at all?
We can, yeah. Baton Rouge was fun. It was small, man. It was really small. It was nice. It was a different change. It was a change of pace. We had adults and youth. You know, it was a lot of fun. Got to experience more of the town than we normally do. Just because of the small numbers, but competition was good for what we had, and you know, went out there and went and had a good tournament.
Nice. Any challenges or roster checks that came up?
I had a fun one, actually. So it wasn't a challenge, but it should have been. So there are other organizations outside of USA Flag. I'll go ahead and just, you know, like we had a SHS, you know, with Drew on tonight. There are other organizations that have other rules. And, you know, we had an adult team in Air It Out, run an onside play during pool play. And they convinced the officials that there was a rule, and they ran the play, and a team ended up winning because of that. And nobody challenged it. Nobody argued it. And another team came to me as I was moving around, came to me and Chun and said, "Is there an onside rule?" And Chun and I looked at each other like we had three eyeballs on our head. And because we were like, what's going on? And we said, no. And they said, well, this field just ran that. So we go up to the field after the game. We said, hey, did you guys just do that? And they said, yeah. I said, why? And we got it fixed, got it, made sure everybody knew that we do not do that. Can't change it now because, you know, it already happened. The game was over. We were moving on. But yeah, we don't. USA Flag does not have an onside play. We don't have any sort of onside play in our fours, fives, sixes, seven screen legacy and eight contact legacy both have onside plays. But those are the only formats that have onside plays. It was interesting.
Nice teaching moment, right?
Yeah, it was a great teaching moment to say that. Sure. Both to the team that lost because of it, and the team that are the officials make sure, hey, we check on these things if we're unsure. And as the team, I said that, you know, they, oh, we knew it, blah, blah. Challenge it.
Yeah.
If you think something is not true, challenge it. Because it cannot fix or rectify things if you do not challenge it. So if I bring anything to the table today, bring any words of wisdom, challenge. If a rule does not seem correct and you're pretty confident it's wrong, challenge. You don't have to have a timeout. You don't, you know, worst case, if you're wrong, your captain gets an unsportsmanlike.
I just feel like it's scenarios like this where I think that players get it in their head that they're like, oh, timeouts, like we need those timeouts. There's so many teams that don't use a single timeout.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you have to, yeah, you know, like, what do you have to lose? Like, if something doesn't feel right to you and you're like, this is weird in fives, I've never noticed an onside play before. That is the best use of a timeout. Get your team together. Your team can huddle up and work through what's going on in the game. You as a captain. Go, you know, figure it out. Get the director over. It would have been an easy fix, and they would have won the challenge. So, you know, no harm, no foul in that situation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow, so, that's yeah, that's interesting.
It was interesting. So we were able to go over, and like I said, we got it fixed after the fact. But, geez, that was a tough one.
I mean, thankfully, it sounds like the team that lost wasn't too bent out of shape about it, right?
Right, right.
Not a playoff game also.
Exactly. I would have felt bad. I would have sent a team home over that. But fortunately, they had new life, you know, and they were able to continue on.
Yeah. So, Sevens is pretty heavy in Louisiana, New Orleans area, and everything like that. Adjusting to the new field dimensions and everything.
I don't think we had a lot of teams that were unsure of it. I think it was a lot of the fives teams that just played sevens. To be honest with you, I don't think a lot of the locals were involved. I think there were some local teams, but I think the majority of them were either they're used to USA flag rules and our formats, or they just, you know, stayed local. I do think it being Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you know, that shuts that town down.
I got you.
Yeah, we were talking to locals, and you know, for 2 weeks the kids are out of school. LSU shuts down. You know, they take their Mardi Gras very seriously. And by serious, I mean they party. So, but it was a really good time. It was a really good time.
Yeah, nice. The other big thing that I just want to mention, because you know this is a league that I officiated in for a good year and a half. Air Raid, we've had Manny on the show. They had their big winter playoffs, you know, because California, they got seasons going year round. So they've expanded their league so much now that they have Division 1, 2, and 3, and now a women's division. So they had to have the top, they call it DIVA, D1VA. I don't know what the VA stands for, but DIVA is what they call that. That's the top tier. And they had their playoffs this past weekend. RBK, they repeated as now a 5-time champ. Wow. They could not be beat. But funny thing is, there was a play that came up in the first round of the playoffs, and I got sent multiple angles, slow motion. I feel like at some point a player made a TikTok video out of it with music in the background. Like, there were pictures that I was sent, all this stuff. And, you know, one thing that I will say, and I think I've talked to SoCal players about this a lot, this format that they play, they want a lot of contact.
Yeah.
So they sent me a video with a lot of contact in the play. And kind of my response is, well, if the refs, you know, let this contact go throughout the game, they should not change it in the last play of the game. You know, in a Hail Mary situation, there's going to be contact, things like that. And the worst thing that could have gotten brought up is a player said, well, isn't this what a flag catch is? So, which I feel like we've talked about enough. And so I just know, okay, these guys don't listen to the show, because if there's one player myth we need to completely eliminate, it is the term flag catch.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, that – jeez. Yeah, that's fun. So,
yes.
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest – my biggest takeaway from that whole thing, if you're – I am okay with if you be ticky-tacky. I am okay if you let people play. I am okay with if you use your judgment to whatever parameters you set. We have a very broad range you can go with. What I'm not okay with is not being consistent with what you're doing. If you call something a certain way the first play of the game, you should call it the exact same way the last play of the game. Do circumstances change? Sure, absolutely. But do things happen that need to is there a reason for you to change your judgment? No. I think you have to call things the exact same way. So you can say confidently, I called it this way at 11:59 in the game, and I called it this way at 1 second in the game. Because at the end of the day, you know, when I go to a field, that's what I'm looking for. I want consistency. If you're gonna let me put my hands on somebody for, you know, to fight for the ball, cool. If you're not, call it that way the entire time, and no one's going to argue with you.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
No, for sure. Yeah, definitely. So, hey, congratulations to RBK. I'm going to say this to these guys all the time. They need to start traveling, though. I want to see what they're made of. I want to, you know, they can win in Southern California as much as they want, but until they get until they go to Vegas, until they, you know, it's not like the tournaments are that far away. So I want to see them travel as RBK and see what they're made of, because they're so set in this one format that a lot of these teams, they take one or two routes, right? They go five non-contact, and the rules are just, they're not used to not being able to be pretty rough. Or they go sixes contact and it's too rough.
Like, right. Yeah, it's,
you know, so there's no balance. You know, there's this weird gray area that Southern California sits in. So anyway, that being said, hey, I just anything else you want to talk about, Jacob? I don't want to cut you off again.
Oh man, that's it for me, man. That's all I've got. But you know, I do want to talk about this dope merch we've got. You know, we've got the hoodie you've got on. We've got the Chill Ref shirt that I've got on. They come in short and long sleeves. You get Jordan's ugly mug on both. We also got these brand new hoodies that just came out. Clock's Running. It looks like the Champion brand logo. They're pretty dope. Ant came up with those. The Mixman has been in the lab working on a lot of different designs for us. We're going to keep working them out and trying to get some new stuff out for everybody. But check us out, man. You know, the merch, it makes you guys look cool. It's good stuff you can wear out of the fields and, you know, while you're working and stuff. But it also, it helps keeps the podcast going. You know, we're, you know, small-time podcast here, but we're trying to do big things. So make sure you hit us up for merch. We can put orders in pretty much anytime and, you know, within, you know, certain time frame, get it back to you. I've got stuff for folks that are going to be at the next couple of tournaments and, you know, we'll get what we can to them. But make sure you check out our socials, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, Twitter. See what I threw in there? The best place to see this podcast though is on YouTube. You get to see our ugly mugs. You get to see our awesome guests that we have on. You get to see a Declan Doozy. That's going to, I think he shared the same story. I didn't want to bring that up. I think he shared. No, it was a different baseball story.
It was a different baseball story. Cause the first one he shared was a while ago and it involved his mom.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Both had to do with a balk.
I mean, I feel like maybe that's, maybe that's just a common controversial. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I also feel like the things he was called was different.
Yeah, fair enough. So we got that. Yeah. You're always going to get a Declan Doozy from now on. That's part of the show. Tacky Bar has been so great to be a sponsor for us. We really appreciate them and all Kev's doing. Kev's doing some really great stuff, so make sure you guys support him when you guys see him out. But yeah. Anything else I missed you want to plug?
Instagram, clocks_running. That's kind of the base foundation of where our content is filtered through, and then it goes out to everything else. We now have a page on Facebook, so hopefully Facebook doesn't red flag us again. I don't know why that's happened. We've lost like two Facebooks at this point. But you know, I don't know, maybe it's the haters. Maybe people are saying that we're doing something wrong or whatever it is, but we now have a page on, huh?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, okay. So, but speaking of Instagram, make sure you check out the stories, because over the last about month and a half, we have had the fans voting on all the Elite 11 players. And not only did they pick a winner for each category, but it ended up all the winners of each category. We kind of threw into a bracket and we ended up with two winners that we have declared, you know, number one, top flag football players in the world, voted on by the fans of Clocks Running. So we had Elizabeth Ashgar from Canada. She is the quarterback of Matrix. And then we had my guy from Free Smoke in the trenches, you know what I mean? Sosa Farrell.
Yeah.
So it's crazy because number one, Canada just, they love, whether it's the bots or they just have a lot of fans, they were voting like crazy. But across the board, I mean, every time Sosa was in conversation, the amount of people that were like, this is the dude, this guy, I mean, he knows what he's doing. Like, we're voting for him over and over again. So it was just awesome to see. So check out the stories. We're always doing, throwing things in there, start cut bench, you know, different, you know, throwing things out there. We're putting clips of Jacob so I can throw him under the bus. You know, and then, like I said, we want to hear from the league directors. If you've got a league or a tournament coming up, send us a clip and we will put it, you know, we will put it on our social media, because we really want to support the growth of flag football all over the country, all over the world. And the best way to do that is through social media. So reach out to us. And then as far as, if you are an official or a player or anybody else involved with flag football, and you want to be on the show, hit Jacob up. because he's in charge of, he gets the guests, right? Is that one of your jobs?
I guess. I think so. Probably in some job description I didn't get, so.
Oh, okay. Well, man, I'm excited. This weekend we're off, right? We're both not much going on. Yep. But we will have a show, and then we'll be in Nashville together next weekend.
I know,
so,
it's gonna be a good time.
You know, I will be.
Me too. Me too.
You're driving too?
I think so.
Just by yourself, or are you bringing anybody with you?
I think I got Jordan and Pop with me in the car. So
nice. Okay, cool. All right, man. Well, we will. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good night, everybody.